在保罗的时候呢，我们呢就是传钉十字架的基督。那他所传的钉十字架的基督啊，就是我们今天呢要来擘饼喝杯啊，要来纪念主的死。可是呢，他不停在这里，他所传的啊，就是他所说的：“我已经和基督同钉十字架。”现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。那今天的问题呢，哈，我们都要问说，哈，我们所听的这个十字架的基督，所信的这个基督，我们所传的这个基督，我们必须要问说，有没有活在你的里面？保罗是说，现在活着的已经不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。那如果啊，基督只是你信了耶稣啊，你也受了洗了，也聚会啊，哦，也很爱主啊，也为主有些摆上啊，但是你还不知道基督就活在你的里面，那就是说，你的信仰还有你的灵命还有很大的差距，你知道，还有很大的差距。不管你圣经多么熟悉啊，不管你多么会讲道，或者在教会里做，甚至于做了领袖啊，哈，问题是说，基督有没有活在你的里面？你必须要面对这个事实。如果基督还没有活在你的里面啊，我的意思说，不是你理性上没有接受啊，你理性上是接受，我讲的乃是你每天的生活。好像我们刚才唱的那个诗歌啊，礼拜一礼拜二礼拜三礼拜四礼拜五礼拜六啊，天天的他都是喜乐的，为什么？因为基督活在他的里面。OK， 为什么他有喜乐呢？因为喜乐的神就在他的里面。我们也许啊知道圣经所说的，我要到我喜乐的神那里去。我们也许知道这个经文，可是啊，有多少人知道喜乐的神就在你的心里面？我必须要面对，要面对这个。如果你没有面对的话，你一直不可能快乐的。你只能啊，参加那些那些传统的教会，所谓福音派的教会啊，听听道啊，教会里面的服事啊，哦，强调要宣教啊，什么，这些都是很好的事。但是你所信的福音，如果还没有经历到基督就活在你的里面，那这个福音啊，信的不完全。你信的这个福音啊，不是保罗所传的福音，是别人所传的。正如保罗对哥林多的教会也想啊，如果有别人来呀，给你们传另外一个耶稣。你们领受的如果是另外的一个灵的话，如果你们愿意这样，那就罢了，那是你们的事。但是我传给你的，哦，是从天上的启示而来的。我传给你的是我所活出来的。所以你看那个保罗啊，他那个绝对的到了一个地步啊，他对于加拉太的教会写加拉太的书信里头，他也是说啊，他说啊，你们呐，有人把福音更改了，你们都还不知道，你们是从圣灵入门呐，却是要靠肉体来成全。 为什么他们还是以为要遵循律法才能够得着神的义，才能够得救，一定要受隔离，一定要这样那样。保罗说，他说，如果有人来传福音给你们，不是我们所传的，这个人就应当受咒诅。如果你们领受的福音不是我所传的，那不是真正的福音，那是被更改了的福音。我们今天呢，对于这个福音啊，好，那个福音真的是假的，或者是部分的、片段的，或者是全部的，我们还分不清楚。好多的人呢都分不清楚，包括传道人在内。所以有时候我想到今天教会的光景，心里面真的是不能不焦急。我就开始有一点体会到主耶稣他在洁净圣殿之后，他跟门徒们说过，他为神的殿呢心里焦急，如同火烧。今天呢，如果我们要是知道教会的那个光景的话，我们的心里面不可能不着急的。但是我们每一个人啊，必须要面对，就说我信的福音是信的对吗？是信的完全吗？基督有没有活在我的里面？保罗说哈，如果哈人没有基督的灵，就是活在他里面的基督，这个人就不是属基督的。就说我们对于哈我们个人的那个属灵的情形，我们跟神的关系，我们所领受的这个真理啊不够认真。好多是我们以为，好多的以为 assumptions, there are so many assumptions on our part, yet we don't have that reality of what we read, what we know, and even of what we preach. We don't have that reality.What matter is the reality? Is Christ real to you? Is Christ living in you like the Apostle Paul said? The gospel that he preached was also the gospel he lived. We must face up to the...Because this is our personal issue, our personal relationship with God. Nobody can substitute. There is no substitute. That we need to face God, we need to confront God, and in the Word of God, we need to ask these questions. Are we living the Christian life as we ought, as the Bible says we are?As the apostles preach, we must face this issue. We cannot just let it go, you know. 好像每天呢，就是得过且过 ，assuming that everything's okay. I'm okay. But are you happy every day?Is the God of joy? Is the joy in the Holy Spirit in your heart? These are real issues that we must face. We must face personally. It's a personal issue. It has nothing to do with other people. Oh, 主耶稣，帮助我们，帮助我们。 一个基督徒，正常的基督徒应该是天天喜乐的，应该他知道基督是活在他的里面。哎，如果基督真的活在他里面的话呢，他不可能只为自己活，他一定是为别人，他总是想到别人。但是他想到的不是宗教，而是 not religion or so-called religion or religious forms, activities， 不是宗教的活动，乃是复活的主在我们的当中。我们必须要面对啊，我们也不要以这一些外面的这个服饰啊，哦，来取代了这个 the real thing。 我觉得这是一个真的东西，就是不要以为我们啊，有了一个事工，有了一个教会，我们都在这里有服饰，很多人来，那就是好。不，我们一定要看，一定要看我有没有，我有没有，这是我们个人，我们有多少的基督在我们的里面啊？那就是你有多少的财富。如果基督没有活在你里面，哦，你没有，你没有的，你只是外面的事情很多啊，你在神面前还是个贫穷的人。即使外面呢，你好像都有了，在神面前还是个贫穷的人。这就是，主耶稣讲到那个愚昧的财主，他以为啊，他就是，好好的经营事业啊，啊，仓库房子盖的大一点，好多货物就可以放在那，他就可以活一辈子养生哈。主耶稣说哈。今天晚上就要你的灵魂，你到哪里去？所以他就说哈，人呢，如果他富足，如果没有在神面前富足呢，这个人是个贫穷的，一无所有。那相反的呢？相反的呢？啊，你如果有了主，你在世上虽然贫穷，在神的国里，在神的眼光中，你却是一个富足的人。哎， That's the big difference between the value systems of heaven, the kingdom of heaven, and the kingdom of the earth. 属天属地的那个价值观是完全不一样的。那我们感谢主，哦，你来到这个聚会里面，好，就是，哦，你就想到主的爱，主的救恩，你就想到耶稣在你的里面了，哈，你就是那么喜乐，你不可能不这样唱，不可能不这样开口。我看刚才我们唱的时候，哦，好几个人在后面啊，就是喜乐的要跳这样子，你不可能，每个人都应该这样喜乐的跳。哦，不要让你的年日就这样白白的过去。我们呢，每天都可以得到耶稣，我们可以得的更多。这就是耶稣啊，他说我来了是叫人得生命，不是当他得生命哈，并且要得的更丰盛。 We can have Jesus more and more. He says, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. You and I can have more can have more from God, more from Jesus Christ.我主耶稣帮助我们，我好像年纪越大了哈，好像越觉得要到主那里去回来的哈，就越觉得重要，觉得要提醒，要到处提醒弟兄和姐妹啊，你们不要忽略神所给你们的。 可以得着的，但是呢，今天很多人也就是因为传统的观念啊、宗教的习惯，就是有许多的传统的神学的教导，人的加上人的意思在里面了、啊、哈，所以使得神的道哈。 不是那样纯正啊。保罗在晚年的一再的提醒，特别他提醒他的同工提摩太提多啊，你要持守那个纯正的道理，就是我们主耶稣所说那个纯正的话语啊。他说，现在是末后的时代啊。 离被道离教士越来越多，假先知越来越多，很多人呢就耳朵发痒啊，不听纯正的道理，喜欢啊自己起来要当师傅要教导呢。可是他说哈、啊，做师傅的有10000呐、啊，为父的人呢很少。当然。 他讲这些话都是他，因为基督活在他的里面，他不是讲一些道理。那今天早上呢，我有一点新的领受呢，啊，就是耶稣讲的那个新 new， 马太福音26章26节。 这一段经文，我几乎每一次都跟你们读哈，但是每一次都有新的领受。这一段哈，从26节读到29节，你找到了哈，我们可以一起来读哈。他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝福，这个饼哈，要知道是祝福过的。 就拨开，递给门徒说：“你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。”又拿起杯来，祝谢了，那就递给门徒说：“你们都喝这一个，因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来的，是罪给他的赦免。”但我告诉你，我们要特别注意。 啊，我们读圣经要记得哈，不能只注意上面的，下面就不是，不能只取一句话，其他的就忽略了，这样我们哈会漏掉很多很多。但我告诉你们，从今以后。 我不再喝着葡萄汁，直到我在我父的国里同你们喝新的那日。只等到我在我父的国里同你们喝新的那日子啊！今天早上啊，主有一点开心。什么叫做喝新的？ 什么叫做核心的那是？你看，这是连起来的哈。这一个跟主耶稣啊，那个分那个饼杯啊所讲的话是连在一起的。他这里还是在讲核心的，核心的。那个我看了一下那个英文哈，那个英文呢？ 耶稣说哈，就是我不再喝这个葡萄汁，直到 I will not drink the fruit of this vine until I drink it new with you. Until I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. 今天早上这个圣灵就有点开启。什么叫做喝新的？这个新有很多的意义，但是耶稣告诉我们说哈，就是在父的国里 ，until my father's kingdom， 在父的国里。你讲到神的国啊，这个。使徒约翰、耶稣门徒，他们所传的福音都是天国，天国近了，天国近了，你们应当悔改。这个父的国就是天国，天国近了，你们应当悔改。什么是天国？就是耶稣他自己，他在圣灵中来做王，这就是天国。这个中国中文呢的简写那个国字就是里面有个王，虽然是玉里面是个王。什么是天国？什么是神的国？神在哪里做王做主，那里就是神的国。那广泛一点的意思就是在圣灵里面。因为耶稣讲到神的国就在你们心里，能够在我们心里面的当然就是圣灵，这是神的灵。我们说主在我们里面，这是主的灵在我们里面主耶稣复活以后他在天上神的国来的时候人看不见呢，是因为在你们心里面我说清楚了，就是他说只等到知道在我父的国里同你们喝新的日子。父的国来临就是耶稣复活的主在圣灵里面临到我们，在我们的生命中做主做王。 I just explained it the word kingdom, the character kingdom in Chinese, a lot of Chinese characters and they're very meaningful. The word kingdom, the character kingdom in Chinese, you have like a square.In the middle of it, there is this word king. So using the Chinese character to explain the kingdom, that means where Jesus is the king, wherever Jesus is king, or the realm where Jesus rules and reigns,That's the kingdom of God. That is the kingdom of heaven. When we say the kingdom of heaven, it doesn't mean the kingdom in heaven. And the gospel is the kingdom of heaven. This gospel of the kingdom of heaven must be preached to the ends of the world.In other words, when Jesus comes to rule and reign in our hearts through the indwelling Holy Spirit, there is the kingdom of God. So Jesus said, I will not drink the fruit of this vine or the grapefruit. until in my Father's kingdom, until I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. This is the English version. I looked at both, you know, New King James Version and NIV Version, and I also looked at the Amplified Version. I'll explain to you later. So, I will not drink with you until I drink anew with you. In other words, on that night when Jesus was betrayed, you see, they were eating, you know, this physical dinner. This physical bread or wine, which are but emblems, and which have far more spiritual significance than these mere physical emblems. Okay. In short, it means Jesus was giving himself to us, but he will come again. First in the Holy Spirit, on the day of Pentecost, so that he could live within us by the Holy Spirit. And when he lived in us and reigns and rules in us, there's the kingdom of God, because he's the king. Okay. Now, it says, drink it new. It means New Testament, the dispensation of New Testament. Everything's made new, and we are cleansed by the blood of Jesus. We are renewed. We are filled with the Holy Spirit. And just like the Bible says, all things have become new. If you read in the book of Revelation. In other words, in Christ, it's a new creation. We're all new. So when Jesus says, I'll drink it new with you, that means when he has finished the work of salvation and he died, he rose from the dead the third day, and after 40 days of appearing to the disciples, he ascended back. He went back to heaven. And then on the day of Pentecost, he poured out his Holy Spirit and filled all these 120 disciples. They were renewed. They were empowered. They were changed. Like new people, new Peter, new James. Everything was new. So when Jesus says drinking new, it all includes and embodies that. So we are here today, okay? And Jesus said, wherever two or three are gathered together, I am in the midst. Especially when we have this Holy Communion. We're not just drinking these emblems. We are enjoying the full salvation, the wonderful salvation of the risen Jesus Christ. He's with us. He's drinking with us, not in the physical sense, but in the spiritual sense. He is enjoying our worship, our praises, our prayers, our gratitude, expression of gratitude. He's drinking with us. He says, I will not drink the fruit of this wine until I drink it new with you. You see, when we are having a communion, Jesus with us. His presence is very much in our midst. He's touching our hearts. He's speaking to us. He's giving us His words of life. And oh, hallelujah. And oh, we are meeting here drinking in the presence of God. And we started out the service this morning by singing that, drinking at the springs, at the fountain. Drinking at the springs of, at the springs of fountain, or the fountain of springs. And Christ is the spring. We come to Him. We come to partake of not just His emblems, but of the living Christ in the Holy Spirit.知道吗？只等到我给你们喝新的日子，现在就是这个心呢，不是像那天晚上耶稣被卖啊，这样吃饼喝饼的事。现在是一个新的，在基督里面呢，都是新的。我们在这里享受他的救恩，敬拜他，感谢他，赞美他。我们就是在这里跟耶稣一起喝。 新的日子，我也看了一下哈，那个扩大版叫 Amplified， Amplified Bible， 哦 ，Amplified， they added these words， drinking new， they added， and of superior quality。 不但是新的，而且是超越的品质内容。还有什么比耶稣更超越？还有什么比耶稣的爱、耶稣的谦卑、柔和、他的完美、他的美丽啊的品质更好？还有什么？ 早上呢，好喜乐，感谢主！我还没有来到这个薄饼聚会，我已经开始薄饼了。我早上我已经在。I started the Holy Communion even before I walked in this morning. I was having my quiet time, you know, with my Bible open, and I was just, oh God. I was already drinking. What a wonderful salvation that Jesus is here today with us, drinking His blood, new, in a new way, with a new vision. Oh, hallelujah. A new setting, the New Testament setting. How wonderful it is. And as I said, you know, that at every communion service, I always find something new. And to me, I mean, drinking, you know, breaking the bread for nearly 70 years, ever since I became a Christian. But oh, it's becoming increasingly meaningful, increasingly enjoyable, and truly, as Jesus said, my flesh is edible and drinkable. Oh, so wonderful, so true. 真的我们可以一直的吃，一直的喝，这样。我现在就越来越领会为什么当初的教会啊，他们天天薄饼。I'm beginning to understand a little by little, why the early church as we read the book of Acts, you know, they were having the communion every day, at home and in the hermitage.你看主给我们预备的这个新的日子，就是灵里面的喝，是喂养我们，是叫我们得饱足的，是叫我们呢，就是在聚会里头啊，懂得怎么样的来吃喝耶稣。 我们真的是需要圣灵要把我们从那个宗教的传统、宗教的观念、宗教的灵那些还有理性的领域里要带出来，我们带出来，那个进到那个属灵的领域里面，就是进到耶稣所说的神的国。 我父的国，我们只有在我父的国里面呢，我们才能够领会这些事，我们才能够享受。所以耶稣，当我们在那里为吃喝、为生活在忧虑的时候，耶稣说：“你们不要为吃喝忧虑，你们要先求。” 神的国跟他的义，然后你们所需要的神的父神都会加给你们，主啊，帮助我们，主耶稣帮助我们，让我们懂得来聚会的时候啊，知道怎么吃喝穿，对。 So let us learn to eat and drink, to partake of Jesus Christ. He is the living bread. He's our Savior. He is the life-giving Savior, and He is also the Lord of life, or the Word of life. In the beginning was the Word with God, and the Word with God. Christ was the Word in the beginning. He was with God, and He is God. And let's partake of it. Hallelujah. 我们现在预备我们的心，现在来领受。So, yeah, let's prepare our hearts. And, to partake the communion. Hallelujah. Anybody has a song at this time? Oh, to Jesus. Hallelujah. Prove by how such a game of it. Satisfied. Okay, 我们一起来唱那个诗歌。刚刚来了，我在问呢。来了，一个字。 Satisfied. Satisfied. 我们以主为我们的满足。 Sanctuary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Satisfied, 切另外建立的是一个碑、啊、第二句 second stanza
我是一个叫我们要让你原来全部
Lord Jesus, oh Father, you have made it possible for just meeting our needs that you can feed all of us, Lord, the body and the living water, Lord Jesus. You satisfy all of our longings, all of our needs, everything that we have, Father, is from you. We thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice, oh, for the broken body, Lord Jesus, for your obedience and your humility, Lord, at the cross, Lord. And you've given us the joy of the salvation.
Yeah.
We praise you for that.
Thank
you for that, Lord. We glorify you.
Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. 让我们能够尝到你，让我们的心灵得到满足，主啊！可是我们还要更多的你，在我们的生命当中，我们不能没有你，我们每一刻每一时都需要你。哦，主啊，你来在我们当中，让我们更加的知道，所有在你之外的都不能够满足我们。
是
的，真是让我们知道你，唯有你才是我们的一切。哦，主啊，这件事情。这件事情要进到我们的心里来，要每时每刻进到我的心里来。哦，主啊，我谢谢你，你在宝座上所流的血成就了这一切。哦，让我们在你的灵里面就开始这种新的生命，跟你一起合心，与你的国在你的国里一起合心。哦，谢谢你为我们所成就的一切，感谢你，奉耶稣的名祷告。
好，请坐。哦，不要这样。我们唱那个第二跟第三节，哦，唱英文的，能够唱英文就唱英文。唱的时候要思想哈、哦、那个意思。Let's sing the second and the third verses again. 好、哦，赞美主。
Thank you.
all about green, so well of water, every drinking, bread of life, the toast of Jesus, so rich and free. Amen. Be to Jesus. So rich and free. Untold wealth, but never felt. Amen. My Redeemer is to me.
Amen.
Wonderful. 第三节，一起再来唱一遍，好。 Well, of water, ever springing, bread of life, so rich and free, and the welcome ever welcome, my Redeemer is to me. And remember what Jesus said. You are taking my body, my life. I'm giving you my body, my life. That's what it means when we break this bread, we eat it. 赞美主, 一起乘着感恩的心，我们来吃这个饼。 谢谢主，然后就说这是利用的血有功效，永远有功效。我这次在医院里头，我就学到一点，就是这个脑子里面如果血要是不够的话。 这个脑子就出问题，就会中风，就会头晕的。耶稣的血不仅是赦免我们的罪啊，就是我们的生命，也是代表他的生命。圣经也说哈，在血里面有生命。The Bible says that there is life in the blood. It's not just for the remission of our sins, it means life.
Amen.
赞美主。哦，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主。
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
There is power, power,
precious blood of the Lamb.
59首是大本里头。